Presentation for Jerry Bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, May 2940. Address as a letter to Dr. Maria, M-A-R-I-A Chan, C-H-A-N, 837-9205. Dear Dr. Chan, follow up for Mrs. Bridges, advanced renal failure, last visit in August, accompanied with wife, does have myeloproliferative disorder, remains on oxygen 24 hours, wheelchair bounded, at home uses a cane and a walker, no falling episode, follows through University of Michigan, as well as Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, enlargement of the spleen, skin cancer is squamous with intravascular invasion on the left side of the face. To be evaluated at University of Michigan, appetite poor, however weight is stable, nausea but no vomiting, no dysphagia, frequent diarrhea and incontinence of stools but no bleeding, isolated nose bleeding, in one opportunity caused black stools but has resolved. There is also urinary incontinence frequency nocturia every 2 hours, some arthritis of the shoulders, oxygen 2 liters, chronic back pain, other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Bumex Cardura for his incontinence. The oxybutynin did not work, so he is back on Mirbetric, M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q. Otherwise, on treatment for his myeloproliferative disorder, has not received any narcotics in a number of months. Next paragraph, weight 141, blood pressure 100 over 58 on the right side, chronically ill, elderly frail person, looks older than his age, chronic respiratory distress, however, nasal wheezes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, abdomen, large liver spleen, mild discomfort, but no ascites, peritoneal signs. I don't see major edema. There is muscle wasting. Next paragraph, chemistries in October, creatinine at 3. He's been fluctuating in the upper 2s, lower 3s. Does have elevated white blood cell count, 35,000 from the myeloproliferative disorder. Hemoglobin was 13.8. Normal platelet count, small red blood cell 72, the presence of blast, sodium potassium acid base normal, GFR 20 stage 4, normal albumin, calcium phosphorus. He does have preserved ejection fraction, does have severe left ventricular hypertrophy, dilated left atrium, no significant, excuse me, there is moderate mitral stenosis, mild pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. If he's progressing, it's very slowly over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has severe functional decline related to his respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours, as well as his advanced myeloproliferative disorder. He's been diagnosed with also cardiac amyloidosis, has not been able to use ACE inhibitors, ARBs, or Entresto. Because of his advanced renal failure, also do not qualify, given the GFR less than 30, for the use of Farxiga, FAR, XIGA, or similar. Originally was polycythemia vera, now secondary myelofibrosis. Clinically low blood pressure, mildly symptomatic. Other problems, as indicated above, with skin cancer, urinary frequency, abnormalities on his heart. Wife very concerned about the low blood pressure. She wants to try a lower dose of diuretics. Today he looks clinically normal Valium or a little bit in the dry side. As a trial, she is going to try 5 days a week, 4 days a week diuretics, and if the weight keeps going up, to restart daily treatment. Condition overall is guarded. No indication for dialysis. He's also not a good candidate for that. Plan to see him back on the next 3 to 4 months. End of dictation.